Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I got a couple of calls Crazy Charlie's got lined up for me. Hey, Crazy Charlie, hop on a mic. Do you have that audio? We'll get to it a little later. Billy Jack. Did you ever get that from me? All right, well, don't worry about cutting it off because there's not... Yeah, we'll do a little later. We could just play the whole clip. But it harkens back some memories of the Alabama-Tennessee game. All right. I believe Crazy Charlie said, Bill, you've got the Georgia Dog first in line here. Hour number two. What's up, Georgia Dog?
Well, Bill, I wish I could say it was a beautiful day down here in the Emerald Coast, but we are bracing for a tropical storm due to hit here somewhere between Mobile and Panama City Saturday morning, about 7 o'clock. So that's not supposed to be anything real big, just but a tropical storm still.
Now, you're like 30, 40 minutes off the coast in Crestview, right, from where you live?
Just north of Crestview in a little town called Munson in the Blackwater River Forest.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Any of these hurricanes or tropical depressions or whatever, has it ever gotten to the point where it threatened where you're at?
Yes. Hurricane Isaac we were out power for about 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
The chainsaws to cut our way out. But that's the last one that actually was, now we were without power 2 years ago for about, maybe a day, but nothing. We have generators on the farm up there, so it doesn't affect us like it does a lot of people. But
right,
yeah, this one we think we'll be on the west side of, which is not as bad. But it brings up a point, and it's going to be directly over Athens and South Carolina during these football games. So you're going to be looking at torrential rains. Winds of 30, 40 miles an hour. And you got this kid from Kentucky who just ran for 197 yards. I'm thinking that from a Georgia standpoint, this is not the greatest scenario because the bad weather seems to equal teams out sometime. And when I look at that Florida game and you look at South Carolina has two really good running backs. They ran the ball well on Alabama. They ran the ball well against us. That could be a big equalizer in these two ball games.
I haven't looked. So you're saying Athens and also Columbia, South Carolina, when those games are being played, could be in a torrential downpour with wind.
Almost directly over them.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's going to be and from a Georgia standpoint, I can't even imagine losing that ball game and having to listen to Black for 8 months. But, hopefully Georgia's offensive line, the big thing about those games is you don't put it on the ground. And, a lot of times it negates the passing game. Florida hadn't typically ran the ball real good this year. South Carolina has. So not saying South Carolina's going to win, but I say it equalizes it a little bit. Still think Georgia should come out with a big win. But, man, I tell you, it's scary.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I think Kentucky's timing is not good for this game because what Georgia's coming off of. I expect it to be a very controlled but angry Georgia team. But you're right. I mean, I didn't think South Carolina would beat them. I still think Georgia wins handily, but we'll see.
Well, with that, buddy, as always, you take me in. Love the show, love the callers. And with that, we're just going to be doggone.
We'll see you there, Georgia Dog. I haven't even looked at the weather, but I mean, who was it a couple days? Was it just Bidness on Twitter saying, Bill, now this is going to bring some wet stuff up south? I think it was him. I was talking about this the other day. Wolverine Dan.
Well, Bill, you know, you were talking about cities and populations, and I think Huntsville might be the second largest city in Alabama. You know, Bill, there's a lot going on around here. You've got the missile defense, you got NASA, and now you've got the FBI coming in, too. Did you know that?
I don't know if I recall that, but it makes – maybe I saw an article on that. So let me ask you. Obviously, Birmingham's the biggest city in Alabama. Is Huntsville bigger than Montgomery, the state capital?
I think it's either it's bigger or very close to being bigger.
What about Mobile?
Yeah, they're bigger than that.
So Huntsville's bigger than Mobile. Okay.
Yeah. And listen, Bill, I'm telling you, this town is exploding. See, the problem with this town, Bill, these roads were made years ago, and there's construction everywhere trying to widen these roads. I live in the city of Madison. It's exploding, and it's bumper-to-bumper traffic. And there's nowhere to go, Bill. As far as widening roads, I mean, we've got some issues over here. Where, you know, sometimes you can grow too big for your boots. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I hear you, man. No, I've been to Huntsville a bunch. I haven't been down there in probably a year or two, but every time I go in there, I'm amazed.
The downtown has totally changed, Bill. You really enjoy it. A lot of places to frequent, the bars, restaurants, entertainment. You know, we even got that golf thing where you what is it, multi golf layers, levels.
Yeah,
you got that too. And golf now, I think, is what it's called. Anyway, the reason why I call it is this, Bill. Don't spend your time tomorrow night watching Penn State versus Michigan. Wide out in Happy Valley isn't happy for me, Bill. It's this team, Bill. I love my team. You know that. But I just show me something. They really haven't showed me anything this year, Bill. A lot again. Middle Tennessee State was a fight. Going overtime with Army. Beating Iowa by what? A couple points here and there.
10-3.
Yeah, and not doing that well. I mean, you know, with four sacks and eight turnovers, it's all you could score is 10 points. And then getting Illinois to run up 25 points, unanswered points in the second half, and hanging on to win. You know, Bill, not a lot of good signs. We have good athletes, don't get me wrong. But I just don't know what the problem is. But I guess it's coaching. So I don't expect anything good Saturday night. I'm not sure how you feel about it, but I'm not happy. I'm not Happy Valley about what's going to happen Saturday night, is what I'm saying.
Well, here's what I want. I'm selfish. So I want a good game. I want to be energized. I want to be fixated to the TV. But I've got to tell you, some of what you're saying is in my soul as well. Harbaugh almost looks at times deflated. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't either, but you know, this is the stretch. This is this every year. This starts here, and it's to the end of the year. And our record has not been good the past several years. You know, I'd love to call your show and happy thoughts, and everything's smelling great. Everything's great, but you know, it isn't that way, Bill. It is what it is. But you know, one thing I did do before I talked to you this morning, I didn't say good morning, Tabs. There you go.
Or Black.
You know, Black. You know, Black. He's a Ohio State guy. It's cool. You know, they're playing great. You know, they're the team of the Big Ten. No doubt about it. That meeting with Wisconsin is going to be tough, but I think Ohio State can come through with that. They got a great quarterback. And at the end of the year, I don't think we really got anything for them. So, you know, I mean, I can't fight with Black about it because it is what it is. Ohio State's the better team, man.
Appreciate it, man.
See you, brother.
Yeah, appreciate the call. On Twitter at Bill S. King this morning. Checking in. Bubby says, hey, Bill. And he was listening when I was talking about the examples of what would have to happen, which would be equivalent to Tennessee beating Alabama. And I was talking about me going out back. making a handmade lasso and then lassoing the moon and just tugging it back down to Earth. I said, that's about the equivalent. Of course, I've had some people say, Bill, that's not realistic. You can't do that. Bill, you're bragging. You can't do that. Bobby says here, it looks like Tennessee's got a 2.6% chance, and it's the ESPN matchup predictor. 2.6% chance. I think that's a little high. I was talking last hour about who was the Murfreesboro coach. I guess Riverdale. Yeah, he left Hillsboro, went to Riverdale. And he was sitting in there one day and before, I guess, I don't even know if it was football season. Maybe it was, but it was during class. I guess he was in his office or something. And a player comes in there and beats the tar out of him. There was a feud about something. This kid goes in there and just pulverizes him. Not one punch. Whips him. Beats his A double dollar sign. He had to go to the hospital. He looked like, well, it wasn't good. Anyways, Ron Adelot was his name. I couldn't remember it. Clay says, Bill, the coach was Ron Adelot. He says, fun fact for you, Bill. His sister set me up with my first wife. Hashtag didn't last. I'll say that again. Fun fact, Bill. Ron Adelot's sister set me up with my first wife. I hear you, Clay. There's you a stat right there. That might be the best stat we've had on the show in a while. So Ron Adelot, now I didn't like the story about him getting beat like that, no. But so his sister didn't even do you any favors here. Set you up, thought it was a good thing, turned out not to be. Clay with the stat, man. All right, we were talking about the population of Mississippi. I said a while back it was like 2.5 million. I said obviously it's going up from there. Jeff, too, pulled up a population map. And as of 18, the population was 2.987 million. Mississippi. Again, that's about half of Greater Atlanta. It's an incredible state producing ballplayers, man. I'm telling you. It's an excellent state. Jeff, too. Bill, Glenn Waddle is the PA guy at Vaught Hemingway. You know what? I think I knew that and I forgot. I haven't talked to Glenn in a few years. I used to get the Ole Miss Spirit in the mail. Yeah, until everything went online, I ordered every team publicity, magazine, newsletter, leaflet. I ordered every one of them. I did. I would get my mailbox every day would be literally full of every team site newsletter, hard copy newsletter. I'd get it. I'd go through every one of those things. I'd be at my desk, and I would go through and comb every one of those publicity leaflets or whatever they were. I got the Ole Miss Spirit. Ole Miss Spirit didn't like me. Even though they sent me the magazine, they didn't like me because of the Peyton Manning thing. I was a little too upfront about Peyton Manning going to Tennessee, and they didn't like it. I was just reporting the facts, but they didn't like it. And the guy that runs the Ole Miss Spirit, is he still doing this? Chuck Ronzaville. Oh, he did not like me. No, no, no. It got personal, everybody. But Glenn Waddle did like me. And Glenn Waddle had an article in the Ole Miss Spirit. He was part of that staff, but he had the back page. He had the exclusive back page. And he had a good, he wrote good stuff, man. Very, very good. I don't know if he's still involved with that or not. He had me come down. We got to get a break. He had me come down there many times to do the quarterback club of Jackson. Then he made me, one year he goes, Bill, I'm taking you to the Mississippi State Hall of Fame. Now, not the school Mississippi State, the state of Mississippi Hall of Fame. Now, I really wasn't in the mood, and I didn't go down there to go to the Hall of Fame. I went down there to do the speaking engagement. But you got to be nice, right? So when he said, Bill, I've got a special treat for you. I'm taking you to the Mississippi, the state of Mississippi Hall of Fame, and I'm going to let you walk through there. Just take your time, man. Now, I remember thinking, oh, thanks. Can't wait. With a fake smile. Now, it was cool. I mean, there's incredible athletes to come out of there. That's not the point. I'm just not a Hall of Fame guy. I've been to the College Football Hall of Fame many times because it's literally connected basically to the Omni down there. I'm down there for any number of reasons. So it's right there. I'll take people or get people passes or whatever. I've been through that one a bunch, but I don't really – I mean, it's just not my thing. I'm not a, hey, let's go to Canton. If I happen to be in Canton, Ohio, okay, there's not a chance I'd go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Unless there's some reason that I don't know, somebody needed to go and they needed me to go with them or something. But I'm just not, that's just not my thing. I'm not into that crap. I don't have to walk through somebody's Hall of Fame. So, yeah, but I've been to the, you know what? And we got to get the break badly here. The Tennessee Hall of Fame is in the tourist section of the Baby Space Needle in the lobby level, right? I've never been in that one. And Crazy Charlie and I worked in that building for years. Never been to that one. I know the guy who runs the thing. I've never been to that one, but I've been to the Mississippi one. How about that for a stat? All right, let's get the break. We're coming right back. Brad will be with us, handicapping hour number 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, your morning building out here, you pretty much would expect this time of the morning. 65 South at Trinity Lane, trying to get down through Madison. Heavy, but moving up through Kingston Springs right now. Watching all the traffic coming in on 40 out of Dixon County, up through West Nashville. 24 westbound off-ramp at 440. That wreck is now finally over to the right-hand side. Smashville Moving Company is Nashville's new moving company. Check them out online. Get to know them at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Life is all about perfect pairings. Sweet and salty, naughty and nice, hot and cold. Well, add instant and jackpot to the list because that's what you'll get when you add Quick Cash to your next Tennessee Cash play. Quick Cash is a simple way to turn one game into two. With Quick Cash, you'll have a chance to win up to $500 instantly right there at the register. Plus, you'll still have a chance to win the Tennessee Cash drawing later. Get the best of both worlds and get twice the fun. It's Quick Cash with Tennessee Cash, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Powerball is throwing the ultimate party, and one lucky winner is going to win $1 million. Introducing Powerball's New Year's Rockin' Eve VIP experience. You and a guest could take the trip of a lifetime to New York City, packed with exclusive access to the biggest events in town. Plus, you'll receive an entry for a chance to become the first Powerball millionaire of 2020. Announced live on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. The only way to win is to play Powerball, so get your ticket today. Brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. Visit TNLottery.com for details. Please play responsibly.
Innsworth is a kindergarten through 12th grade co-educational independent school located on two campuses in Nashville, Tennessee. The school incorporates a nurturing community with a challenging program to create a unique, joyful environment where students can develop the intellectual agility, self-confidence, and discipline they need to excel. Visit our website at innsworth.com to learn more.
What you read?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here, there's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
today.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Chris Kattan is our guest.
I love performing for the audience. I mean, that's the main thing. That's what's so cool. Live theater.
Don't blow this for us, Gene.
Yes.
You like that character?
I love that character. I'm a great stalker.
I mean, that's my goal with every character I did. I wanted it to be reoccurring.
Yeah.
You know, because that would be my ride on SNL.
Mm. It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
All right. Before I get to these calls, Charlie's got a few lined up for me here. Charlie, I'm going to read this tweet, and I want you to pull up that Billy Jack audio clip because it's going to harken back some memories. Matter of fact, this takes us back. Now, Bama Mark on Twitter says, good morning, Bill. Love the show. He goes, I remember number two ranked Tennessee back in 1990, Neyland Stadium, Alabama blocks the kick there at the end. Ball bounced down the field, then Philip Doyle kicked a winning field goal for Bama. So, Bill, strange things happen because Bama was a double-digit underdog. Now, they were not a 35-point underdog, but they were probably an 11-point underdog. Does anybody have any data on what Tennessee was favored in 1990? Does it go back that far? Somebody look that up. If not, I'll ask Brad coming up. He says, so strange things happen, Bill, but I don't think that's going to happen Saturday. Bama will roll. Well, here's the difference. Obviously, back then, Tennessee was loaded. Way more talent. Oh, my gosh. Than they've got now. And Bama was, it was the beginning of the Stallings era, but they had defensive talent. And Tennessee's offensive line had two top 10 picks. One was a tackle, and Antone Davis a guard or tackle? I don't remember. He might have been an inside guy. They had Tom Myslinski. They were loaded with players. They had two offensive linemen, Charles McCray, Antone Davis, go in the top 10 of the entire draft. And they had Carl Pickens and just Alvin Harper at wide receiver, Andy Kelly at quarterback, loaded with talent. National championship talent. And, of course, Johnny Majors underachieved again. Two losses, two ties that year. But that was an Alabama game loss. No, the problem with this game, well, there's many problems, but think about Alabama's offense, how potent it is. Tennessee could never keep up points-wise with this Alabama team. Not this team, or not probably any Tennessee team that I can think of. Let me ask you this. This Alabama team versus 98 Vols. With this Alabama team, with Tua and these incredible receivers, etc., just go crazy points-wise against that Tennessee team? That would be, now we can't play that game, but we can mentally fantasize about it. So anyways, but we're going to play the clip, and then we're going to get to these calls. Here's back to the early 90s. Guy calls, and this is when the Tennessee-Alabama game actually mattered. Alabama fan, he says, hey, Bill, remember that Billy Jack movie where Billy Jack's standing there with the sheriff, and he says, I'm going to take my right foot, I'm going to put it upside your head, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's what Alabama's about to do to Tennessee. And, of course, the Tennessee fans went crazy, and it was a back and forth. It was a good, healthy back and forth. That was when that game had energy and fun to it. Now, Charlie, is this the long clip? I believe it is. Play the long clip. At the end, he says what he says to the sheriff, and now get to the calls. Go ahead, Charlie, hit it. Billy Jack. The sheriff is approaching.
Hey, Gindy. So special, so above the law.
Indian chief.
Just as you please. I told you you'd make a mistake and I'd be waiting.
Watch his feet, man. He can key with his feet.
He can do anything he wants with his feet. Really think those Green Beret karate tricks going to help you against all these boys?
Yeah, they got him surrounded.
Well, it doesn't look to me like I really have any choice now, does it?
That's right, you don't.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
Hear that? That's Billy Jack doing the thing, man. So that clip, that had everybody going crazy. This is like 20-something years ago. Okay, on the phones. Hey, Black, what's up?
Hey, man, how you doing today, man?
You ever watch those old Billy Jack movies?
I'm sitting up here trying to familiarize myself with it, but I will check it out. Hey, man, I'm about to Tuscaloosa right now, man.
You're in Tuscaloosa?
I'm riding through there right now. Hey, when last time you been down here?
Boy, probably, let me think, 4 or 5 years, I'm guessing.
Hey, when did they? Because I don't remember seeing this Mercedes Benz, but I'm headed to Birmingham right now, and I usually don't come down this way, but I get a little worn out with monotony, so I just took some extra stuff. I'm riding past that Mercedes Benz plant. When did they put that up there?
Now, you're talking about the Mercedes-Benz plant, right? Yeah. They built that when Saban got hired. They built it so when they buy recruits, they can give the family members jobs there. That's what that's for.
Hey, which Benz do they make up in there? It looks good, man.
It's one of the nice Mercedes-Benz. I don't know.
Okay. Hey, so real quick.
Yeah.
Where are we with – whether or not D'Antonio is going to stay at Michigan State? Or what would you put your percentage at?
That is nebulous. That is unclear. Now, Griff said the other day he thinks he's gone. He thinks he's going to step down or get run off. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes things going on. He's got to go to court. They're not winning. The offense is bankrupt. He won't do anything with the staff. There's a lot of people saying this year's it. I don't know that to be true, but it seems plausible.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask a question real quick, and then I'm going to come back to that. Wouldn't it be great if he announced his intentions to resign right before the Michigan game, man, and got his team just chapped up for that game?
I figured you'd go that route.
One thing he does, yeah, but that is, he is really, really that he is one of the best coaches at motivating his team, in my opinion. I think that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be something that he would be. I think he would do that as a motivator to beat Michigan, but I don't know. Look, I'm on. I do the show up in East Lansing occasionally, and I don't think they even know what's happening. There's no word. And of course, D'Antonio's not talking to the media. He's not going to tell them. So,
Hey, one more thing though. Do you agree that at some point though, even really really good coaches, man, with the exception of Saban, it just comes a time when you need to change the scenery, and they did. It runs its course, and you need to go your way, and they go theirs.
It feels like that, correct?
Okay. Hey, man, you have a blessed weekend, man, and go Buckeyes.
All right, Black, appreciate the call. I'm late. We'll come back and get some more calls as we continue. Bottom of hour number two. Brad's coming up about 30 minutes. Hey, if you have questions, hashtag AskBP. But make sure you post them to where I get them on my convenient timeline, because if it gets long, I'll forget them. So just help me remember that, and I'll get your questions up to Brad in hour number three. BradPowerSports.com. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
Good morning. It appears to be a non-injury right there in Hermitage that just occurred at Lebanon Pike inbound at Clovemuck Drive, 24 westbound near Briley Parkway south of town. Moving that wreck over to the site. Still a lot of traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County on 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area, but it's actually moving fairly decent. Performance Studios, they've moved this year. They're now located at 5350 Mountain View Road there in Antioch. They've got bigger parking, much bigger parking, better costumes this year, Halloween costumes. Go see them this weekend. It's a fun place to hang out. Performance Studios there in Antioch.
Hello, I'm Greg Cohn. Welcome to the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. The state's leading dental benefits carrier now offers Delta Vision in partnership with VSP. Protect your eyes and smile with Delta Dental of Tennessee. Visit DeltaDentalTN.com to learn more. UT Martin is 3-0 in OVC play and one of the two teams undefeated in the league after a 55-14 win at Tennessee Tech. It's the first 3-0 start for the Skyhawks in OVC action since 2006, the year they started 5-0 and won its lone league championship. Austin Peay is 2-0 in OVC play after wins over nationally ranked Jacksonville State and Southeast Missouri. It's the first time the team has defeated two nationally ranked opponents in the same season, vaulting the Governors into both FCS top 25 polls for only the fourth season the program has ever been ranked. More than half the league is ranked or receiving votes in national polls. Jacksonville State and Austin Peay are ranked, while UT Martin, Southeast Missouri, and Murray State are receiving votes. Tennessee State wide receiver Chris Rowland had a school record 14 receptions against Murray State and is on pace for 120 catches this season. That would rank third in OVC history. Rowland ranks first nationally in receiving yards per game, and all-purpose yards, and second in receptions per game. UT Martin quarterback John Backus III was named OVC Offensive Player and Newcomer of the Week, while Jacksonville State safety Traco Williams was Defensive Player of the Week. Top specialist was UT Martin kicker Ryan Courtright. Southeast Missouri at number 14, Jacksonville State is the ESPN 3 Game of the Week, while the other games Saturday, Eastern Illinois at UT Martin, Eastern Kentucky at Murray State, and number 19, Austin Peay at Tennessee State are all on ESPN+. This has been the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental. I'm Greg Pogue wishing everybody a great weekend of OVC football.
This open enrollment season, roll with a dental plan that gives you smile power. When you need to return a shirt, but the return clerk looks like a tough customer. When you're in the 10 items or less line with 11 items or more, you need the nation's largest network of smile-defending dentists to protect your healthy grin so you can unleash your smile power. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Tennessee. Talk to your employer or visit coveryourmouth.com today to learn more.
Oh, wow. What was that?
I think that was a red-tailed hawk. Pretty awesome.
Kentucky is home to nearly 1,000 species of animals, and many of these need our help.
Funding just isn't keeping up.
However, you can help out.
You can help save these species by becoming a member of Kentucky Wild.
When you join, you'll be directly supporting wildlife facing threats across our state.
And there's some pretty good perks for you, too.
To find out more, visit fw.ky.gov/kywild.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Cold Hall Studios, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Matter of fact, Music City Todd's been a big D at the Omni's. Down there on business, of course, the Omni's corporate home is Dallas. Michelle King, my wife, is also in Big D. Big D. Matter of fact, her sister lives there in, is it Frisco, which is part of the Metroplex? But anyways, yeah, Big D, man. Big D. We'll get a call and got a bunch of good stuff coming up on Twitter as well. Brad is in hour number three. Bob in Aliquippa, what is up, Sir Bob?
Hey, Bill. You know what I want to know? What is Black doing in Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
Yeah, because
be down there either.
Yeah, we run that clip where he says he wants to cut off the South below Ohio and just let it float away into the Caribbean. Now he's down there hanging out.
And you know what, Bill? I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking he's either down there to buy a fast Mercedes to get away from everybody down there, or he's down there looking for Wolverine Dan. I'm not sure which. I'm sorry, Bill. You failed us. You should have asked him that question, you know?
He's too fast for me, man. I couldn't keep up.
Hey, Bill, this game tomorrow night. You know, Wolverine Dan's mailing this thing in, and I'm not so sure. You know, I think this plays I don't like Penn State's offensive philosophy recently, Bill. They seem to like to run the ball a lot between the tackles. They like to throw the ball to the sidelines. And they still haven't figured out how to pick up an odd man blitz. And I know Don Brown's going to dial up some special blitzes like he did against Iowa, where he overloaded one side of the line of scrimmage to get through. And, I sure hope we have Billy Jack in blue and white tomorrow night. But, man, I got my worries about this game.
Yeah, but, see, I don't know that Michigan's got a whole lot of offense for you either.
I don't know, Bill. You know, I think it – well, one of the keys to my game – I got three keys to the game. I think Penn State has to pick up the blitz. They have to run the ball, and they have to get to Patterson to disrupt that passing game. Michigan has some talented wide receivers, and Penn State, you know, this year they were supposed to have a very, very excellent secondary, and it just hasn't worked out just yet. There's a lot of young players. They're working players in and out, but, they just haven't reached their potential quite yet, and Michigan's receivers are pretty loaded. They're pretty talented players. So, it could get a little interesting if we can't get to Shea Patterson, you know, with our defensive ends.
Right.
But, we'll see how it goes, Bill. But I'm a little bit selfish like you are. Good games for me are, you know, we beat them by about 30 or 40 points, you know, during a whiteout. So we'll have to see how that all goes.
You heading over?
No, I'm not going to be able to make it, Bill. That's a tough ticket, and it's a long drive back. Bill, you go up there. You got to get a room for two or three nights, and they are tough to get. I mean, people reserve them a year in advance, and it's almost like it's really tough to get a room. And so for a night game, it's not going to be over till after midnight. Then I'm about 3 hours away. That's a little tough. I have slept a few nights in Walmart parking lots for other whiteouts that I've been to, but it's a little too comfortable in my reclining. Yeah, my recliner inside my living room, Bill.
So
you ever been up there?
Aliquippa is 3 hours from Happy Valley, right?
Yeah, if I leave early enough, I can make it in about 2 hours and 40 minutes. You know, but it's about a 3 hour drive during normal traffic, isn't bad. But trying to drive home at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, after having a few toddies, a little bit rough.
I hear you, man.
A little bit tough. You ever been up there for a whiteout, Bill?
I have not been there for a whiteout, no. I've been up there, but not for the infamous whiteout. No.
You know, you were talking about LSU's venue the other day, and I was at LSU to see them play Alabama years ago. It was in the 80s, and I never thought I'd see anything like that. Well, I got to tell you, the whiteout is on a par with what I saw at LSU. And it's a crazy atmosphere. You need to do it at least once.
So Happy Valley equals Death Valley on a Saturday night if it's a whiteout.
I think Happy Valley is the toughest place to play in the country on a Saturday night, Bill. When they're jacked up, Bill, I'm gonna tell you, I went up there to watch Ohio State play them, and I don't remember which year it was, but Urban Meyer was there, and he and his staff came out, and they just – the students were there before the game. It was about a half hour before the game. Everybody's warming up. And Urban and two of his assistants are just standing there looking at the student body, shaking their head. And, I mean, the students are just going nuts, you know, because they're tanked up all day, drinking all day, carrying on all day. And with game day going up there, that atmosphere is electric. And it's really someplace. I know Mark from New York travels to a lot of venues. If you're listening, Mark, you need to get to Happy Valley on a Saturday night. And you need to get there early and spend the day there. So it is the best environment in college football, Bill. And I know I'm a little bit biased. But and Wolverine Dan is right. It's a very, very tough place to play. Very intimidating.
Bob, you be good, bud.
Okay, Bill. You take it easy.
Appreciate the call. Couple things. We need to take a break. We were talking about just Hall of Fames and how I'm not into that. Josh says, Bill, you could go to Canton just to see Canton McKinley versus Massillon. That would be, now see, that's, I could do that. I don't know if I would travel that far for the game, but yes, if I happen to be there. Rod in Texas, who's a big Buckeye fan, lives in Texas, says, Bill, the only reason to go to Canton is the NFL Hall of Fame. So if you're just there randomly, you must be lost. Well, that's true. Hey, why am I in Canton? I'm not into the NFL Hall of Fame. What am I doing? What was the purpose of the destination? Canton, Ohio. I don't know. But Josh is right now. McKinley versus Massillon, that is big time, nationally known high school football. I could dig some of that. That's true. That's true. All right, one more break. Got a call when we come back. You know who's on hold. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Traffic's actually been in pretty decent shape as far as really bad interstate accidents. Sure, we've seen a number of fender benders like that one at Lebanon Pike, Clovebrook Drive that's going to be over in Hermitage. A lot of traffic still coming down. Vietnam Vets right now westbound through Hendersonville. It still looks pretty good. Yes, it's bumpered up upper 65 south here at Trinity Lane. Hey, celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest now through October 28th. All the fun details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary Valet parking is always available.
This is Jim Renitz, CEO of Innsbank. For over 17 years, Innsbank has been proudly helping Middle Tennessee businesses, people we consider friends. Innsbank is a true local bank built by and for Nashville business leaders, a place where clients' best interests come first, a place where you have access to local decision makers, and a place where you receive the personalized service you deserve. It's because we are a different kind of bank that knows what makes sense for you and your business. Come visit us at our Green Hills or Brentwood office or online at InnsbankTN.com. Your bank, your partner. Get to know Innsbank, where genuine matters.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Penn Station likes to mix things up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads for any time. Penn Station's got a variety of delicious extras for everyone in the family. Fresh cut fries, cheese bread, kids meals, and chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Ryan Blaney takes home the win after a wild super speedway race from Talladega. Up next, the last chance for drivers to advance is at Kansas. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Ryan Blaney, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
I've got this one tweet, and then I got to get the call. But it will feed into the call. Slappy White on Twitter says, Bill, 1990 Tennessee was number three in the country, and that loss still hurts me today. I blame that loss on Coach Majors, who wanted to out-tough Alabama. No offensive adjustments to the Tide's defense in the second half. Just a very disappointing loss to a beatable Alabama team. That one, along with 93, but that one even more so probably, the maddest I've ever heard a fan base. Any fan base in America, Tennessee. And I did a show on Saturday that coincided with that game. It was amazing. People were screaming and crying. Cosby Cattleman, what's happening?
Yeah, but have a day, Monsieur King. I was going to try to make this phone call without bringing up that 90 game, but you lured me into it. And I got some a couple other Bama memories and some gambling talk for you real quick, all in 6 minutes or less.
How much dickle did you go through? Now, in 1990, you weren't of age, but that doesn't mean you didn't have any dickle. How much did you have?
I was a freshman at UT, Bill. It is painful.
And you were a freshman then. Okay, I didn't realize that.
Did have a fifth of nickel in the room. 12.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, Bill.
Hey, now, wait a minute. My freshman year, I stayed in Hess. Which one were you in?
I was in the presidential court.
Oh, you were in the you were upscale. Us Wilco. Poor people.
Riding high stables, way down there on the new stuff.
I got put in that dump, which is Hess.
Yeah, y'all didn't even have a zoo. I mean, have air conditioning. They call it the zoo.
Correct.
All right, Bill. Let me give you a couple quick Bama. That whole 90, I was trying to stay away from that game, but that whole team for the 90 Tennessee team, the whole team went to the NFL. I think all starting 22 or 20 of the 22, something crazy like that, got paid. They were pro players, went to the NFL. And you know what, Bill? Four Saturdays that year, that team didn't win. Two losses and two ties. Whole team went to the NFL. That's when I pretty much figured out right then old Johnny was never going to get it done.
Well, you're right. Other than the which team? Well, you could see the 0-1 team because of the LSU loss, but that's the biggest historical underachieving Tennessee team ever, 1990.
Yeah. If you go back to the history of the series, I can only remember maybe once or twice the breaks have gone Tennessee's way in this series. I think Casey Clawson completed like a 4th and 37 down there one time I was at the game. But you go back over the – heck, even in the mid-70s, every break in this series generally goes Alabama's way. It's crazy. And they've usually just got the better team, too. Now, Bill, let me tell you, I was going to give you a couple of memories. I'm going to go straight to my gambling thing and maybe bend back around this. Tennessee's a 35-point underdog this week, I think it is.
Yeah.
ESPN was looking at this. They have the 10 biggest upsets in college football in the last 25 years. You've heard some of these. Let me rattle these off to you real quick. See how many of these you remember, okay? Number 10, North Texas State, plus 32 against Texas Tech. Don't remember that. Do you remember that?
Not really. We've done this. The most famous one, though, is the one that on your list, it's in the two slot. That's the Stanford win in 06 over Southern Cal, and they were a 41-point underdog.
Yeah, Appalachian State was number 9. Syracuse beat Louisville as a 37-point dog. And, of course, the number 1's Howard was 45.5 over UNLV.
Right.
How about that? That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, anytime you play a football game, you never know what's going to happen, but I just don't see a path to victory. Do you? How crazy would it be? What would it be like around here if somehow they did that?
You probably weren't listening earlier. I'll give you the equivalent. That would be like me, and I'm not a big we've had cattle and we've had horses, but we don't have many more. But that'd be like me putting together a makeshift lasso, going outside during the break, and lassoing the moon and pulling it to the earth. That'd be the equivalent of Tennessee beating Alabama. Okay? What do you think?
Bill, they wouldn't only just burn down Knoxville. If that happened, they'd probably burn down Nashville, too.
It'd get all the way to the 6-1. Get all the way to Wilco? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you'd have to call the fire department over there, too. It's still State U, Bill. It's still the University of Tennessee. Even with all those Bammer front runners over there in your neighborhood, it's still the University of Tennessee.
I'm in a Super Kroger yesterday, and I've told you this many times, but I updated the resume. I'm looking at the merchandise sales, and there is a full section of Alabama stuff, nothing for Tennessee. I'm not kidding.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I always say, Bill, how many times you ever seen a Mississippi State fan walking around Cool Springs Galleria? People generally like to associate with the winners. That's why there are a lot of Patriots fans and Yankees fans. That's the way it goes, isn't it? Hey, Bill, what I say on the way up door, I'm sure you've already covered this, but you think Beer Gut returns, speaking of returning to Earth, you think old Beer Gut returns to Earth over there in the cockpit and the Florida wins the East? Give me your view on that and have a great weekend.
All right. See, Beer Gut is his name for Muschamp. I'm kind of, what happens when your computer, it freezes up, right? I hadn't had that happen in a long time, but it used to happen all the time. Your computer, you're sitting there on your laptop, just freezes up. You have to reboot. I'm kind of frozen up on that Florida-South Carolina game. I'm confused. Florida probably, well, Florida's a little bit better, I would say, top to bottom. But that South Carolina, man, I tell you, they're playing loose and they're playing tough. That's a physical football team, man. And they get them at Williams-Brice. Florida's coming off that Saturday night in Baton Rouge, Death Valley. So, man, I'll ask Brad about that coming up and see what he thinks about it. That's a tough game, man. Tougher than we would have anticipated. I've told you this many times. We can sit here and in May, June, July, look at a schedule, look at a season, and mentally say, okay, here's the way this will go week to week. This team, that team, etc. Then you get into the actual season, and a lot of those thoughts you had don't coincide with reality. Man, when you were going down anybody's schedule, were you saying, yeah, oh, South Carolina going to Athens, watch out, Georgia. Look out. Nobody said that. Even the staunchest Gamecock fan didn't say that. I didn't see it coming. Even when it was 17-10 South Carolina, I didn't think they'd win the game. I didn't. Not at all. 614 Rob. Bill, you're right about the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton. He says, I lasted about 30 minutes there and was bored to death. Yeah, I won't be going. If I'm standing on the street in front of the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, I'm not walking in. I'm wondering why I'm standing on the street in front of the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. How did I get here? That's what I'd be wondering. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, I'm kind of like Bob in Aliquippa. Where I'm at in Kentucky is about 3 hours from Lexington. Driving back at 2 a.m., particularly after a loss, is brutal. I hear you, man. I hear you. West Coast Sooner says, Bill, attendance was 31,464 at the UCLA-Stanford game. Not bad for pretty boy football nerds versus other nerds. Yeah, I think that's tickets bought. I don't think that's people. I don't think that's butts in the seats. I don't think they had that many. Didn't look like it. Now, I didn't spend a whole lot of time worrying about it. All right, Brad's coming up, Hour 3, Omni.